Joel chapter 3. For look, in those days, and at that time, when I reverse the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem, I will gather all the Gentiles, and I will bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat, and I will litigate with them there concerning my people and my inheritance Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations, and as to why they have divided up my land. For they have cast lots for my people, and they have given boys for prostitutes, and they have sold girls for wine and have drunk it. And also, what have you to do with me, Tyre and Sidon, and all the regions of Philistia? Will you repay me with retribution? Well, if you retribute me, I will swiftly and rapidly return your retribution onto your head. For you have taken my silver and my gold, and you have brought my fine precious objects into your temples. And you have sold the sons of Judah and the sons of Jerusalem to the sons of the Greeks, so removing them from their territory. Look, I am stirring them up to move them from the place where you sold them, and I will bring back your recompense onto your head. And I will sell your sons and your daughters into the hand of the sons of Judah, who will sell them to the Sabaeans, to a distant nation. For the Lord has spoken. Announce this among the nations. Proclaim a holy war. Arouse the warriors. Let all men of war approach and go up. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning shears into spears. Let him who is weak say, I am a warrior. Make haste and come, all you nations round about, and be gathered there. O Lord, bring down your warriors. Let the nations be aroused and go up to the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there I will sit to judge all the nations round about. Send in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come and tread, for the winepress is full. The wine vats are overflowing, for great is their wickedness. There are multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The sun and moon will be darkened, and the stars will withdraw their brightness. And the Lord will roar from Zion. He will sound his voice from Jerusalem, and heaven and earth will tremble. But the Lord will be a refuge for his people, and a stronghold to the sons of Israel. And you will know that I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. And Jerusalem will be holy, and strangers will no longer pass through her. And it will come to pass on that day that the mountains will distill new wine, and the hills will run with milk, and all the brooks of Judah will run with water. And a spring will come out at the house of the Lord, and it will feed the stream of Shittim. Egypt will become a desolation, and Edom will become a desolate desert, because of the violence done to the sons of Judah, in that they shed innocent blood in their land. But Judah will remain age-abidingly, and Jerusalem from generation to generation. And I will cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed, and the Lord will dwell in Zion.